This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain has information indicating the Russian military may expand their targeting of Ukrainian grain facilities further. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Speaking to reporters of the United Nations on Tuesday, Britain's ambassador Barbara Woodward said that their intelligence showed the potential for Russian escalation in the Black Sea.
And now our information indicates that the Russian military may expand their targeting of Ukrainian grain facilities further, to include attacks against civilian shipping in the Black Sea.
Meanwhile, the European Union said it was ready to export almost all of Ukraine's agricultural goods via so-called solidarity lanes. These are rail and road transport connections through EU member states that border Ukraine. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky Tuesday thanked the United States for its latest package of military aid.
Сьогодні був довгий і насичений подіями день.
The U.S. Department of Defense announced $400 million in additional security assistance for Ukraine Tuesday, including air defense missiles, armored vehicles, and small drones as Ukraine's counteroffensive against Russia grinds on. Zelensky also said he had spoken with the British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, on topics including air defense for Ukraine's Black Sea ports, which have been hit by missile strikes in recent weeks. The U.S. State Department is aware that Trevor Reed, a former U.S. Marine who was detained in Russia, then freed in a prisoner swap last year, was injured while fighting in Ukraine. State Department spokesperson Vinod Patel said on Tuesday, Reed was transported with the help of an NGO to Germany for medical care. The United States has repeatedly warned Americans not to travel to Ukraine or participate in the fighting. This is VOA News. A Sudanese general is accusing Kenyan President William Ruto of favoring the paramilitary forces battling the Sudanese army. And analysts say tensions between Sudanese army leaders and the Kenyan government could hinder efforts to restore peace and stability in Sudan. Michael Atit reports for VOA.
The Ruto-led Quartet Group proposed deploying a regional coalition of peacekeeping troops in Sudan to protect civilians and secure humanitarian corridors. Sudanese army leaders rejected the move as an invasion. Addressing the Sudanese engineering corps over the weekend in Omdurman, Lieutenant General Yasser Alata, Assistant Commander-in-Chief of the Sudan Armed Forces, criticized Ruto for interfering with Sudanese internal affairs. He says the Sudanese army is capable of defending its own country and routing what he described as armed mercenaries. Michael Atit for VOA News, Juba, South Sudan.
U.S. federal judges blocked a rule that allows immigration authorities to deny asylum to migrants who arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border without first applying online or seeking protection in the country they pass through. But the judge Tuesday delayed this ruling from taking effect immediately to give President Joe Biden's administration time to appeal. The new rule imposes severe limitations on migrants seeking asylum, but includes room for exceptions and does not apply to children traveling alone. A third successive heat wave in Greece pushed temperatures back above 40 degrees Celsius following more nighttime evacuations from fires that raged out of control for days. We get details from AP correspondent Karen Shaman.
The engines of local rescue boats rumble as dozens of people are evacuated from the island of Corfu in the middle of the night. Their evacuations were the latest alongside the island of Evri. Meanwhile, on the Greek island of Rhodes, desperate residents used shovels to beat back flames approaching their homes as a stubborn blaze continued to move inland, torching mountainous forest areas. Pavlos Marinakis, a government spokesman, said the fires had been relentless with more than 20,000 evacuated on the island so far. We are facing a new reality. It's the 12th day during which there are simultaneously more than 50 new outbreaks of fires per day on average. I'm Karen Chamas.
Some 2,700 soldiers stormed a prison in Ecuador Tuesday to take control of the death toll from a riot that started 3 days earlier that rose to 18 inmates. The armed forces said troops and police entered the prison on Tuesday morning to restore order and search for arms, ammunition, explosives, and other illegal items used in running battles. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.